Menachas Daf Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, and we will start with Pei Beis, just to say today Shia is sponsored. L'Rafua Shalema, Yeshua Aryeh HaKohen Ben Gittel Ita, Mr. Jeff Cohn of Far Rockaway, and Moshe Tzvi Eliyahu Ben Paya. Rafua Shalema by their friends in Beis HaKnesses North Woodmere. We should have Rafua Shalema B'Karav B'Yameinu. Okay, Pei Amebeis. Pei Amebeis, and we are, hard place to know where to start from, but if you remember, we will start from after the Simanim, which is, we'll go with the first question. First question out of eight, we'll start right after the parentheses, about 12 lines up from the bottom, where the Gemara has just been dealing with, if you remember, the case of a carbon toda and its tamura. Somebody has a toda, and Mustama, they violated an Isidaraisa because they wanted to switch their toda with another animal. So, the Isidaraisa and then they both kados. Now you have a toda and its tamura sitting here. And then they become mixed up and one of them dies. That's the case. Toda utmurasa, that got mixed up and one of them died. So the shaila is, what do you do? So Rabbi Chia quoted a braisa that said, Ein lo takana, there's nothing to do. That's all you can do. Why? Because the toda needs breads. The tamura, as we learned, does not come with breads. And because you don't know which one of these animals is standing in front of you, you don't know which one died, so we don't know what to do about the breads. So that is why you're stuck. So the Gemara now is going to have eight suggestions what exactly, if anything else, can be done. Right, and each one, as we'll see, at the end of the day will be rejected, and Rav Chia is going to remain standing. But we will have eight tries to say, why don't you do this? Why do you do that? Why do you say there is no takana? So, says the Gemara, right after the parentheses. Number one, Amru, Lamei Din Lefnei Rebbe. Those who learn in front of Rebbe say, if you remember at the end of the first parak of Sanhedrin, the Gemara lists off about 12 phrases. And the Gemara says, this phrase means this rabbi, and this phrase means that rabbi. So, Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe is one of those phrases. And the Gemara says, Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe means Levi. So, Levi asks Rebbe, V'leisi Lechem, why don't we bring bread? V'lema, just bring extra bread and make it tonight. V'lema, Ihach de Kaima Todahi, if the one that's still standing is the real Toda. Meaning, the Tamura one died. If the one standing is the toda, so halach, but this is the breads. These are the 40 loaves of the bread that go with the toda. And ilo, lefek lechulin. And if not, these are just chulin breads. Just make it tonight, simple. This is either the toda breads, and if not, it's chulin bread. So Gemara says, Amar lehu, v'chi machris and chulin lazara. How can you bring chulin lazara? So therefore, that possibility is rejected. Beautiful lashon, the Gemara has a kiddushin related to chulin ba'azara. What's the source of chulin ba'azara? The opposite, shchute chutz, that's a beferish pasuk. Beferish pasuk, shchute chutz. The Gemara even compares, the pasuk even compares that to murder. Shvichas damim, the language of the psukim. But what's the makar for chulish shehuva bazara? So that is a machlokas. That's a machlokas, whether it's an isur d'oraisa, thank you, or an isur d'rabanan. But the language of the Gemara in Kiddushin, adab nun zayin, adab nun zayin amabez, the Gemara says, Binani Mili, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Meir, Amra Torah, Shchot li b'sheli, v'shelcha b'shelcha, ma sheli b'shelcha aser, af shelcha b'sheli aser. Right, you have yours and I have mine. You take, you sheft yours where you are, and you sheft mine where mine is supposed to be. So just like mine in yours is aser, that's shchut echutz, so too, shelcha b'sheli is aser. That's the makkah. Then the Gemara says, so why don't you say, just like Shchut Echutz is Isser Kari, so to the Shavit Isser Kari, so we have a pasuk to exclude that. And then the Gemara later on quotes another source based on a pasuk. But that is the Gemara. There's a machlokes, whether that Gemara is, that Svara is a real Drasha Daraisa. Or even the next pasuk quoted in the continuation. That's the Gemara in the item of base. So it's a machlokes. Tanaim and the machlokas we show them whether it's an isidaraisa or an isidarabanan. The Rambam Shita is not clear. You don't find this so often that there's a machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, whether the Rambam holds daraisa or darabanan. Why is it not clear? Because he uses an ambiguous lashon. The Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, where he talks about the isser of bringing something kodesh inside, I don't want to call it Shchita Shulim Bazara, because some say it's La Dafka Shchita. But the Rambam says there, V'halo v'lo b'hema v'chai b'vad, el kol ha'chulin asur la'achnisan la'azara. All chulin is asur to bring it to the azara, afilu Basar shchuta o peres o pas, even shechted meat or fruit or bread. Im avar vehechnisan mutarn ba'achila kishayu. If you brought him in, you can eat it. But you violated an isser, and here's the Rambam, v'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalahein. All these words are divrei kabbalah. What does divrei kabbalah usually mean? It's hard to know. Divrei kabbalah. Most of the time it means an isser d'rabbanan that's based on a pasuk in Navi. That's usually what divrei kabbalah means. There's a rabbin, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Baba Kama Dav Beis, who says that kabbalah is from the word kovel. Kovel is to give rebuke, to give tochacha. So divrei neviim are called divrei kabbalah because they're kovel, they give rebuke to Am Yisrael. But that's usually what it means. And the Rambam continues and said, "V'kol ha'shochet chulin bazara ochal kazayis b'bsar chulin shidishchet bazara makin oso makas mardus." So says the Magid Mishnah. It's Rabbanan. That's what he says here. Right, he says, Pasak Rib Shim and Damar Khulam Shishkuda Bazar Lavda Raisa, Elmi Dirabana Vikrayas Lakhta Ba'alma. That is the Magan Mishnah. That's the Pashas of the Rambam. He says Divrei Kabbalah with Makas Mardus. The Kesavishtir does not like it because what do you do with the Psukim? Psukim in the Gemara. And not only the Psukim, the Rambam quotes that if somebody is Makadesh bi Isuri Hana'ah, Eina Mukudeshes. You get married with Yisuri Hanah. And he's not machalik between Chulish Yishchud Dubazara and other Hanah. Sounds like even if you use Chulish Yishchud Dubazara, it's Eina Mukudeshes Da'oraisa. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah says that he thinks, he doesn't assume that, oh, it can be Drabanan and not Mukudeshes Da'oraisa, because Lamaisa you can't get Hanah. That's one answer to get out of it. Even if it's us a Drabanan, Kiddushin is about Lamaisa benefit. If you can't get benefit, so then there's no Kiddushin. But the Kesef Mishnah would rather say it's Da'oraisa with Makas Mardus. That's what he says. Da'oraisa with Makas. Not every Issa Da'oraisa gets Malkas Da'oraisa. So it's Machlokas to the Makas Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. What does the Rambam hold? But that is a major issue in Chula Shishkut to Bazara. Is it an Issa Da'oraisa? Is it an Issa D'Rabbanan? The other issue that we usually bring up whenever this comes up is there only an Issa of items brought into the Azara that you could do avoda with, or it's anything? Or is that, what if I bring a chair into the Azara? Do I violate an Issa D'Oraisa? If I bring a tztaka box into the Azara? So, because the Rambam's, and again, the Rambam is not clear. It's amazing. About every issue, the Rambam is not 100% clear. The Rambam says not only animals, but even, not only behemoths of chayas, but even shechted meat, even fruit and bread. So why is he giving those examples? Why doesn't he say a chair? Is the Rambam trying to give me examples only of items that have a parallel? Like fruit has bikurim and basar shchuta has basar kachim or not? That's his four column Mishnah Lamelech that discusses one of those that you don't see the Rambam on the page. You just see the Mishnah Lamelech. So he has that discussion, how you interpret the Rambam. That's a machlokas we've shown him also. Okay, but this, many Gemaras sound like it's just an issue to bring it in and not to do avoda with it, like the Gemara right here. What's the Havamina? That it would be Usser. No, that it would be Mutter.
Yeah.
The Havamina here, maybe the Havamina was that the Isser is only if you do an Avoda with it, not if you stop, just bring it in. Or maybe the Havamina is that it's not considered Chulin if you brought it in outside trying to fulfill a problem that you have with your carbon. You say that was the Kamash Balan. No. If it's outside, you have another option, so then you can't use it. Okay, that was all number one. Good. Number two. Just to mention, this big long Tosfos here is all about what we just said, how you interpret the sources for Chulas Shishkut Bazara, and also Tosfos asks, the Gemara suggestion is, why don't you say, if it's for the Toda, if it's the Toda, then this is Lecha for the Toda. If not, it should be Chulin. So if that side would work, the Havamin of the Gemara, so when would you ever have a case of Chulas Shishkut Bazara? Every time you bring chulin in, make it tonight. That's what Tosfos says, because there's like another Gemara that talks about it by Bikurim. So in the middle of that Tosfos, that's what he talks about. V'yim Tomar, right in the middle of that Tosfos. At the Mamash halfway down. My kashil on hacha b'chabadukti. Mechulis shishkut b'azara, yakti shedah v'yomar, d'ilav todihi, y'lebedek abayis. You should always be able to make it tonight. So Tosfos discusses why that is not always possible. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Number two. Question number two, suggestion for Rabbi Chiya. Remember, Rabbi Chiya said that if you have a Toda and it's Tamura, so then you're stuck. So number two suggestion. Valesi behema valechem. So bring a new animal and bread. Valema. And say this. Iyachta kaima timurahi. If the first one that's still standing is the timura. So hatota. This new animal is the tota. And vahalachma. And this is its bread. Viyachta kaima tota. And if the first one is the tota. Then halachma. Then this is its bread. Vahata evi shlamim. And this new animal that I have is a shlamim. What's wrong with that suggestion? So amalahu. Mishim tekabem maid bachila de shlamim. Remember, you're going to have to treat this just in case the most chomer way. So it could be that this new animal is a toda. Could be, you don't know. So because it's a toda, you got to eat it all by that day, day and night. That's the only bit of toda. And if it's really a shlamim, then you're causing it to have less time to eat. So therefore, that is not allowed. One is not allowed to have a carbon and minimize the time that it is allowed to be in. Like the Gemara says, "Ein mivin kachim lebeis apsul." That's why we don't bring a carbon toda on erev Pesach or same as Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because you're only going to have till chatzos to eat it, and whenever you're going to minimize the amount of time to eat the carbon, so we don't bring the carbon in the first place because we don't want to cause problems with nosar, with causing meat to be left over. Right? So that's why you can't do that either, because this is going to be a shlamim slash toda. You're not going to know. You're going to have to be machmir. If it's a shlamim, then you're going to be violating that isser of emi being kashrut lebeis apsul. There is. I mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir last week. It's an important Ramban. Whenever we talk about shlamim and toda, to remember. The Ramban of Parshas Tzav says, as we know, a toda is a unique type of shlamim. You have less time to eat it, as the Gemara here says. Toda, you have day-night, that's it. And shlamim, you have day-night-day. You have an extra day. If I bring a shlamim on a Tuesday, so I can eat it Tuesday night, Wednesday. And Wednesday, by shkia time, I cannot eat it anymore, and I burn it the following day. I burn it the third day. But the Ramban points out, if you look at the psukim, the Torah itself uses it a very important lashon. Umi machras, you could eat the carbon, the shlamim that is in tzav, get the shlamim that day and the next day. Vahanoser mi menu ye achel, and what's left over can be eaten. Vahanoser mi menu yamashlishi b'eishi sarif. And whatever's left over on day three, you burn. Says the Ramban, why does the Torah call even day two's meat nosar? Vahanoser mi menu ye achel. Says the Ramban, you know what the Torah is alluding to here? That even by a shlamim, there's a lachatchila to eat it on the first day. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. Even though you have day-night day, even by a shlamim, there's a lachatchila to eat it on the first day. By a carbon toda, it's ma'akev to eat it on the first day. But on a shlamim, it's still called nosar on the next day. There's still a lachatchila to eat on the first day. Lefi daiti inya, and it's the Ramban. This Ramban, it's hinted to, it's Gemara Psachim Dav Gimel, which hints to this. But the Ramban says it beferish. In your Nakasuf Hazeh, Bavur Sha'amar, Biyoma Kivo Zivcho Ye Achel Umi Macharas, Ulaficha Chazal of Arva, Nosu Mimenu Barishon, Yechel Macharas, Loshe Yishar Mimenu Bakavana, Veloshe Yirashayim Lahaniach Kulo Yama Macharas, Avala Mitzvah Sheyocha Mimenu Barishon, Fahanosar Bemikra, Ye Achel Bimacharas, Ha Nizkar. That's an important Ramban in Perek Zayin of Parshas Tzav. Okay, number three suggestion. Amar, five lines up. Amar Levi Lerebi. Levi says to Rebbe. So now we just said number one was also Levi. But beforehand he was called Lemeidim Lifnei Rebbe because he said that in public. And this, Rashi says, that it just says Levi because he has him a private question. So Amar Levi Lerebi, Velesi Behemah Velechem. Why do, again, you bring an animal and bring bread, Velem and make this tonight. Iach Kaima Temurahi, if the one that's still standing, that's alive, is to Temura, HaTodah, this new one is a Todah, Velachma, and this is its bread. Vihai Kaima Todahi, and if the one that's still standing is the Todah, the Temura died, so Halachma, so this is its bread. Vihatevi, Moser the Todah. And this is a Moser Totoda. As we said earlier, if you have all the, what did we say yesterday? If you have all the Chalife Toda, Vlad Toda, Temuras Toda, Moser Toda, all the cases of leftover Toda, also does not have bread brought with it. So you're telling me that you can't do Shlamim because you're going to get messed up with the times? So make this Moser Toda. So what's wrong with that? And therefore, would have bread or not have bread? Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei. So Rebbe answered a very sharp line. Kimidume ani she'ein lo moach b'kad kado. Whoa. It appears that you don't have a brain in your head. Ein lo moach b'kad kado. So I looked, whatever the insults in the Gemara come up, always look in there's one shuv of the Chavos Yair in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, where he tries to reinterpret almost every insult that the Gemara says, I didn't really mean it. Right? When the Gemara says, he must have been sleepy when he gave this shir. Gemara says that in Baba Kama and elsewhere. Kinai v'shachiv rav amar lo hashmaitza. It must have been sleeping. It doesn't really mean sleeping. It must mean that he was getting he tries to reinterpret it. That he was getting a certain vision when he was sleeping and he didn't see the vision clearly. This is a tough one. I didn't see him talk about this one. But this is he's trying to make sure that he doesn't ask klotz kashas, I guess. But he didn't think, but it was Levi. Slavy. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi was not happy with the question. He says, why? You can't have a Moser Toda unless it's a leftover of a Toda. By definition. Right? It has to be Mosar. You can't lechatchila create something called a Moser Toda. So therefore, he rejected that suggestion. Number three. Number four. Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. Kamei de Rav Nachman v'Yosef v'Kamar. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman and he said, "V'leisi behema v'lechem. Bring bread and right. Bring lechem and behema." As we said a few times so far, we said maybe make it as a shlomim, maybe make it as a moser tota. Try again. V'leima ihach the kaima tamurahi hatoda v'halachma. If the one that's still alive is a tamura, then this is a toda and it's bread. V'ihach the kaima todahi halachma v'hatevi tamura. Right, this should be its bread with the toda that's still alive, and this has the status of a tamura. That was the havamina, I would assume. Give this animal the status of a tamuras toda. So the Gemara says, Amalei. You can't give the status of a Temuras Toda unless you violate the Isser of Temura. And you have it in mind that you're going to make this into a Temura. Ane Mari, answer me, Master. Arbon Bakate V'Kasher. What, you want him to get 40 lashes? And he's a Kasher guy? Meaning, what are you talking? You're going to make him violate the Isser. That can't be a suggestion. Right, but make this into a Temura? Meaning, you're telling him to violate Temura. It's not allowed. Right, towards the Isser Daraisa, last week's Parsha. So therefore, that also not a suggestion. So you can't say just in case this is a shlamim because there's not going to be enough time to eat it. You can't say just in case this will be a moser tota because you can't create a moser tota unless it comes from a real tota. You can't say this is a tamura because you can't just make a tamura without violating the Isser of tamura, and that wouldn't be an option, violating the Isser of tamura. We mentioned in Parsha Shir last week, Machlokas, the Chinuch, and the Rambam about the Hashkafa behind the Isser of tamura. And Machlokas, but if you remember, we spoke about the two different ideas of the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Chinuch mentioned in Bechukosai, Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's the point of the Isser of Temura? To implant Ema V'Yira about Hektish into everyone. It's about, you gave a carbon, so we're going to allow you to switch the carbon. Even if in a specific case, you're giving a better animal. No, you can't give better animals, worse animals, you can't give anything. This is the animal, it's off limits. It's off limits. That's what the Isser of Temura teaches me. That you should have Mora Belev B'nei Adam B'chol Inyanei Hektish. And therefore, you can never switch around Mikivash V'Eskacha Behema Tia B'Kdushasa La'olam V'lo Nachshov L'Afkia M'Kdushasa U'Lachlifa B'Vema Cheres. You'll never, in your mind it'll be off limits. You'll never be able to switch. That's Temura. That's the Isser of Temura to teach Mora Mikdash. The Rambam has a very different suggestion. The last Rambam in Sefer Karbanos. We mentioned then that the last halacha in every sefer of the Rambam is usually a hashkafic point. It's 14 of them. Not too many, 14 of them. So, right, the last one in Shoftim is all about Yimasa Mashiach. And the last one in Mad is about Avas Hashem, the end of Hilchos Tshuva. So a couple of them that are known. The last one in Hilchos Lulav is Simcha. Sometimes he has at the end of Halachas also, not just the end of Svarim. But here at the end of Karbanas, the last Halacha in Hilchos Temura. The Rambam says, you know what this is about? This is about the changing one's mind. Isser. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that whenever we commit to things, a lot of times we back out of it afterwards. We commit to something in shul, and then we feel, do I really want to do it? We commit to something on Rosh Hashanah, and then we're not so sure. So we always take away and remove our commitments. This halacha is teaching us, says the Rambam, this mitzvah, that we got to stay steadfast in our commitments. We say this is a karbon, boom, it's a karbon. Can't go back on it. That's what this mitzvah is teaching me. Yard the Torah of Machshev es Adam v'ksas Yitzro Harash etivo shel Adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachas amamono v'yavapish another v'hiktish efshar shechazar bo v'nicheim v'yifte b'vachas v'shavio v'chulu. I'm skipping now. V'kol elu advarim kidei lakuf Yitzro ulasakin de Yosef. Right? All the mitzvahs are to make ourselves a perfect person. For Rov Dini HaTorah, here's the great line that we mentioned. All Rov Dini HaTorah, Einan Ella, Eitzos Meirachok Migadol HaEitza, L'Sakin HaDeos Uliyasher Kalamaisim. Right? All mitzvahs are from the wise advice giver from up above in order to perfect us. So that is why, says the Rambam, that's the Isser of Tzemura. So that's what the Gemara here says. You can't voluntarily violate the Isser of Tzemura even if one has the greatest of intentions. Weiter. Says the Gemara now, number five suggestion, five out of eight. Right, there are eight questions here on Rabbi Chiya. Number five, Rav Ila Chalash, Rav Ila was sick, Olagabe Abaya Rabbanon, V'yasi V'ka'amri, Abaya and Rav Rabbanon went to visit him, and when they say to him, they didn't just schmooze about anything in the world, they were talking in Torah. He obviously was not well. But what did they talk about? Why did the Gemara have to tell us that detail? Right? What halacha did it? We don't learn anything from that detail, the background. The answer is yes, we do. I mean, we always talk in Torah. Right? You go visit somebody at the hospital, you talk to them in Torah. Obviously, how you feeling? Can I get you something? That's the mitzvah Bikur Chol. I'm doing something for them. But what they do, they came here, and they started talking about Menachos. Halavai, we should at least talk about, I don't know, Brachos. Brachos of Shabbos. We don't talk about Menachos. But they talk about Menachos. Says the Gemara, Im Isa Lidereb Yochanan D'Amar. We're going to hearken back to the last couple of Dafim. If we all like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Chutz L'Chovas Hazara Mekadosh. Remember, we had a machlokes on Friday. The machlokes was Friday, Thursday. The machlokes was if the bread is outside the Beis Hamikdash when you shech the animal, is that niskadish the bread, or is the bread pasul? Which is the machlokes, Rosh Lachash Rabbi Yochanan, how far out is the bread allowed to be? That was Thursday. Ayin Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, if we all like Rabbi Yochanan, that the bread could be outside the Azara and still be Kadosh. So then go back to suggestion number one. Remember what was suggestion number one? You're going to be Chulin Bazara. So do that again. But leave the bread outside. Says the Gemara, Lacey Lechem, Velosu Chutz L'Chobas Azara. Bring bread, put it outside the Azara, Velema, and then make the Tanai. Iach the Kaima Toda, he. If the one that's standing is a Toda, Halachma, then this is his bread. The Elo, and if it is not, Lefik Lechulin, should go Lechulin. Aye, we said Chulin, Shehuva Bazara, no problem. Here you left the bread outside. So the Gemara says, that's okay, but there's another problem. Mishim De'ika Arba Lahanif, you have to do Tnufa. You have to wave. Remember, that's part of the Avoda. Lechadchila, you have to wave. If you didn't do Tnufa, okay, but the evidence is okay. But here, Lechadchila, you're putting yourself into a situation where you're not going to be able to wave, because four of the loaves are going to the Kohanim, and a number of the loaves have to be waved along with the Basar. So therefore, this is a problem. So Hechi Levin, Linfinhu Avroi, wave them outside. That doesn't work, Lefnei Hashem Tziv. You have to wave them, Lefnei Hashem. Gavoi, Kamaya Chulin Blazara. If you bring it in, they have the original problems. Hiltachlo Efshar. So this doesn't work either. We mentioned from Rav Salvechik in the past that the phrase Lifnei Hashem in the Torah means three different things. Sometimes you find Lifnei Hashem meaning Heichal. Sometimes you have it meaning Azara. Sometimes you have it meaning all of Harabais. I'm sorry, even Heichal. Sometimes you have it meaning Azara. Sometimes Harabais. Sometimes Yushalayim. I didn't bring it with me this time. Right? So you have to check which time. Sometimes it says you have to eat Karchei Kalim in the Lifnei Hashem. So we know that means all of Yushalayim. Sometimes it means Shechita as Lifnei Hashem. So that's in the Azara. So it means different things. So here, the Lifnei Hashem is understood as, at least in the Azara, you got to do Tnufa there. You might have said, what's the problem? Do it in Yushalayim. No. Here, this Lifnei Hashem is assumed to be in the Azara. So that's Tnufa. Tnufa has to be done, and here, you can't figure out a way to do it. Number six, Maskava, Rav Shishi Breid Rav Idi, Im Isela de Chizkia, also something that we mentioned, if we hold like Chizkia, which was mentioned in a few days ago also. If we hold like Chizkia, the Amar, Kitshu Arba Mitoch Shmonim, remember the case? Somebody brought 80 loaves to go with his Toda. And the Machlokas is, what's the case? You're only supposed to bring 40. He brought 80. So what does he mean? So if you remember, we had four different shatim, what the Machlokas was about between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. That was on Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Same daf that we were just talking about. Thursday's daf. So, if you're like Chizkiah that says 40 out of 80 are sanctified, it's not like all of them are not sanctified. If you're like Chizkiah, so you got another option here. Laisi Behema, Belaisi Shmonim Bahadah, bring the animal and bring all 80 loaves. Valei men say the following. If the one that's still standing is a toda, so hanami tevi toda. So this also is a toda. So you have two todas. V'hashmonim the shavayu, and these are the 80 loaves for the two todas. But if the one that's still standing is a tamura, so that does not need loaves. So ha toda. So this new one that I bring is a toda. V'halachma. And this is this, the 80 are the lechem that goes with my toda. V'likta shulu arbanim mitoch shmonim. And Lechizkia says 40 out of 80 can be niskadesh. So how's that option? So Gemara says again, no good. Mishum to come ma'at ba'achila darboim. You're still being ma'at in the achila. What does this mean? There's two different gersos here. Some say ba'achila darba'a, not arba'im. We'll go with arba'im. What does that mean? So we'll go with Rashi has two days. One of Rashi's shots. First time Rashi gives us that it's not going to be eaten. You know why? Because each person involved is going to be scared that it's not really theirs. The Kohen is going to be scared to eat it because he's going to be worried. Maybe it's not really a toda, and it's not really mine. Maybe it belongs to the owner. And the owner's going to say, maybe it really is a toda, and I'm eating these loaves that belong to the Kohen. So they're each going to be scared, so they are not going to be eaten. That's what Rashi says. The Kohen was alocha kiim arba. He's only going to want to eat four. To suffer. Shem einkat el toda achas. Vein lekoin lecho kiim arba mehem. Maybe there's only one toda. Va'abaylam nami choshet shevashtein todos. V'kol shmona kadoshos. Maybe there's eight, not four. That's why the girsa might be arba'a. But that's Rashi in the first shot, which we'll go with now. Some of the loaves are going to be left over, so therefore it's going to be a problem. Okay? Also didn't work. Number seven. Second to last one. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Im Isa, Lid Rabbi Yochanan, if we all like Rabbi Yochanan, a new Rabbi Yochanan, who we didn't have recently. What does Rabbi Yochanan say to Amar? Hifrish chatas mu'uberes v'yolda, if a mafrish a pregnant chatas. Chatas is a female. Let's say a mafresh, a pregnant chatas, and viyolda, and then it had a baby. Rabbi Yochanan holds, ratza ba miskaper, ratza ba vlada miskaper. You can bring either one, mother or baby, for your kapara. What's the svar for that, Rabbi Yochanan? At this stage, we assume, because ubar lav yerech imo, the ubar, the fetus, is considered independent from the mother, and therefore when you're mafresh, this pregnant chatas, it's as if you're mafresh two animals. One is going to be the chatas, and one is for achrayis, just in case. So therefore, either animal that you have there could be brought. That's what we assume the svara for Rabbi Yochanan is. So if you say that's his svara, so to hear, if he says it by chatos, so lachar he would say it by todas as well. So, laisi behema muberes, bring a pregnant animal, designate it as a toda, viyantin lachateli, wait till it gives birth, v'lezi shmona bada, and then bring 80 loaves, v'leima, and say, I hachta kaima tmurahi, if the one that's standing is a tmura, so ha uvlad a toda, then these two new animals are a toda, both todas, he, v'hashmon and the shavayon, this is the 80 loaves that go with my two new todas, I hachta kaima todi, but if one of the first ones was a toda, so hanami todi, then one of these two is a toda, v'hashmon and the shavayu, these are the 80 loaves of the original one, which is a toda, and one of the new ones, who? Fahai Levi Moser the Toda. This is a real Moser Toda. The fetus. Right? That's a real Moser Toda. Because that's what it was, that's what it was designated as. So what's wrong with that? So Amalei. So Rav Kahana answered. No, that also doesn't work. Man Le Malon. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Im Shairu Meshuyar. Who says that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in his case of the two Chataos, what happens to the other Chatas? Right, so you have a mother and baby. So after you're allowed to choose, he says. So after you use one of them, what happens to the other one? So we're assuming that it goes lechul and do whatever you want with it. And that's why here too, you can do whatever you want with the other animal, make it into a moser toda, make it into anything, do whatever you want. Who says that's what he says? Dilma im shiro eino mashuyar. Maybe he holds that you have the choice of picking your chatas. You know what the other one becomes nifsal once you bring the first one. Becomes nifsal. So, and that's Eino Meshuyar, right? It's postal the Vlad, right? You're allowed to bring the Vlad, that'll be postal the mother. But you can't do whatever you want with it, and then it's not Ro'i to be Hukrav. V'hainu time with Rabbi Yochanan. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say what he says? What's his Svara? The Omar Adam is Kapar, B'Sheva Chektesh. You can be Meskig, you got a Kapara with something, a Sheva, with appreciation of Chektesh. And here, this animal appreciated, and therefore you can bring with either one, but it doesn't say anything about the Shirayim. So maybe his second chatas is rejected from Hekdesh. So to hear, the second the fetus should be rejected from Toda. So that is also not a good suggestion. Sorry? So this is not, why was it, this would not be a problem of Mafish Chilamosros Lachor, because you had a Toda, one of them is for sure a Toda. So if you have, if you mafresh a Toda and an extra one with a Toda, that's not Chilamosros, that's connected to an original Toda. That's why I don't think that would be a problem there. Okay, that is number 7. Last one, number 8, just to mention what, we're not going with the problem now, but just the answer. There's a Reb Chaim. The big problem with the sheet of the Rambam, Reb Chaim in Hilchas Avadim, where the Reb Chaim says, the issue of Uber Yerach Imo and Lav Yerach Imo. It's a fascinating discussion. Do you consider the fetus a limb of the mother or a separate, distinct part? That whole discussion is only from the vantage point of the fetus. From the vantage point of the mother, it's for sure Lav Yerach Imo, says Reb Chaim, because the mother doesn't need the fetus to live. The fetus needs the mother to live. So from the fetus's standpoint, is it considered separate or connected? But from the mother's standpoint, you can be mechalik. You could say uber yerech imo from the vantage point of the fetus, but uber lav yerech imo from the vantage point of the mother. He said that to answer up a Rambam in Hilchas Avadim. But just know that, be familiar with that, Reb Chaim, in Perak Zayin Halacha Hey, in Reb Chaim Alevi Al Rambam. So, but that is, it's a huge, huge topic. Last one, number 8. Ravina ikla l'dam horya, omar le rav dimi b'reid rav huna. Midam horya l'ravina, Ravina came to visit and they asked him his kasha. V'leisi behema, so this Rav Chiya was known by many people. They all try to figure out, you know, some suggestion, some option that he could have had. So why didn't he have this option? V'leisi behema, v'lema, and say this, hare alai. Bring an animal and say, hare alai. This animal, I'm chayiv to bring this as a karban. Remember, Harei Alai is different than Harei Zeh. Harei Alai is a lashon of neder, and therefore this animal, he is chayev b'achrayasin. All right, something happens to this animal, he has to bring another one. So he brings one animal and says Harei Alai. V'leisi behema achrisi. Then he brings another animal, which altogether is number 3. Right, you have the one suffix animal standing there. Then you bring another animal and says Harei Alai. Then you bring another animal, and then you don't say anything about that animal yet. Animal number 3. V'leisi shmona b'hadah, and you bring 80 laws. Zolayim and say the following. Ihach de kaima tamurahi, if the one that's alive is tamura, hani tardi todas. So then these two animals are todas. Vashmon of the shavayo, and these are the 80 loaves. V'ach de kaima todahi, and if the one that's alive is the toda, v'ha de amri alai, nami ad levi toda. So animal number 2, the first extra animal that I brought, the one that I said harei alai about, that's also a toda. And v'hashmona the trevayo, and these are the 80 loaves for these first two animals. The idol tavil achrayis, and the third one is nothing. The third one I just brought as a backup, right? Because I said harei alai, so I need another animal achrayis. So the Gemara answers, may ikar hadin, in the world of hektish that should work, but there's another problem. Amar le haTorah amra tov asher lo tidar misha tidar v'lo tishalem. Nidarim are not a good thing. We shouldn't be making extra nidarim. So therefore, here too, v'yat amr leikim v'lidar metchila, you're telling this guy, go and say harei alai. We'd rather not make him do that. Because it's better not to make the darim than to make the darim and fulfill them. So it's interesting that this was strong enough to tell Reb Chiya that it's something to do. Right, strong enough for him to, that you, what's going to have to happen to this animal? Right, this animal that you have a taroves, you don't know what to do, so you just have to let it grace till it gets a mum and then be poda it, but you can't do anything else because of this problem with Nidarim. Remember the Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Vayikra, where he talks about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, who says that karbanis in general are more the counter of Avodah Zarah, while the Ramban says that Chas V'Shalom, there's so much more to karbanos, the Adam and Cain and Hevel, and there's a lot of karbanos brought even before Avodah Zarah. So how can you say it's just the counter of Avodah Zarah, where the Meshech Chachma tries to make Shalom, Bein HaRishonim, where the Meshech Chachma says, maybe the Ramban is talking about on Mizbeachs, and the Rambam is talking about on Bamos. When it comes to Mizbeachs, so then in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, that obviously Karbana sort of bring me closer to Hashem. Reach Lichot Hashem is an independent value. On a Bama like in my backyard, because I can't control myself, because I have a Avodah Zarah, I have to bring this carpet to somebody. So I might as well bring it to God. So that's Mishum Geder. So you don't go to Avodah Zarah, that's the Rambam. And then he says that what also fits according to this, and this is what it connects to what we're doing right now, Kol HaNoder Kilu Banabama. The Gemara says a nedar more than once. Anybody who makes a neder is like he built a bama. Why? Because as we just explained, a bama is all about gedarim. It's all about creating fences because against Avodah Zarah. Not like a regular, the regular mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's like a bama and a neder. Neder is also trying to create a fence. It's better if you don't have to do either of those. Either of those. Better not to make a neder. Better not to make a bama. Because if it's just a preventative. Okay, that's the Meshech Chachma. I'm not going to read it to save time now. But that's in the Hakdama to Vayikra. Okay, says the Mishnah. We did 15 lines of Amam Beis today already. So keep that in mind. Says the Gemara, Masisan. If somebody says, I hereby obligate myself to bring a toda. Again, the lashon of neder. So, yavihiva lachma min ha chulin. If you promise to bring a toda, you have to bring, so that you're chayah to do it now. So you have to bring it from chulin money. You're not allowed a double dip. Not allowed a double dip in halacha. Or maybe not the word double dip, but just use something to fulfill two obligations. I don't know if there's might be a better word for that. But anyway, so you're not allowed to do that. Right? If you have to bring, if you promise to bring a toda, then you have to bring a toda and its bread from chulin. But toda alay min hachulin, v'lachma min ha-maiser. What if when I make an neder, I say I promise to bring a toda, the animal from chulin, and the bread I want to be able to bring from maiser sheni money. Right? That's what he says originally in his neder. So the Mishnah says, yavihiva lachma min hachulin, tough luck. Tough luck. You got to bring it all from chulin money. Why? Because the second that you say toda min hachulin, toda automatically brings bread with it. So it's as if when you say lachma min ha-maiser, you're trying to be chozerbo. You can't be chozerbo. Can't be chozerbo. Why? Why can't you be chozerbo? Why can't you be chozerbo? Don't we have a principle called toka de dibur kedibur dami, which Be'ez Hashem is going to be the topic of this Tuesday night shiur, right? Toka de dibur, right? Why aren't you able to be chozerbo either? So Tosa says. Tosa says in the third line, V'chi hadar v'amar lachman ha-maiser lo masi hadar bay. V'afilu tokadei dibur. Why? Skip two lines. Afilu beis hilo, which we'll have soon. V'lo masi l'mehedar, d'amirasu l'gavoa, k'misirasu l'hedyot. Crucial line in Tosas. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that by a regular hakdasha, you don't have a regular maisa kinyan. Your speech is like a maisa kinyan. And the second that you say it, it's finished. Secondly, say it's finished. So therefore, you can't be chozerbo. We'll talk about that more soon. But that is todah. That's why if I say todah should be brought from chulin, lachma from the meiser, tough luck. Got to bring everything from chulin. But the opposite is okay. Todah min a meiser, lachma min a chulin. If I promise to bring a todah from meiser, so right when I promise the todah, todah is voluntary. So right when I promise the todah, I make it tanai. It has to be from meiser sheni. So then you can bring it from Meiser Sheni. And if you say Lachman Achulin Yavi, then you can do whatever you want. You can bring it from the Toda from Meiser and the Lachman from Chulin. Hiva Lachman Meiser Yavi, you can also do that. Right? Because then you made the Tanai right away. Velo Yavi Michite Meiser Sheni Alam Mos Meiser Sheni. But you can't bring the wheat, the bread, you can't make from wheat of Meiser Sheni. It's got to be from Mos Meiser Sheni, and then you buy bread with that. Why is that? So that we'll have to see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. That's a separate din. But a Gemara says, Amar Avuna. As we said, if somebody promises, this is a new din. Rav Huna says, if somebody promises to bring lachme toda, they didn't say toda. I promise to bring the loaves. Automatically, he has to bring the carbon and the loaves also. Why? My time, if everybody knows that you can't just bring the bread of a toda, you got to bring the toda with his breads. He really meant both. Why did he just say lachme toda? He just said the second point, the last point. But really, obviously, when he says lachme toda, it means toda vilachma. It means both. Tanan, is that really true? Is that what it means? Toda, what about our Mishnah? We're going to ask from each line of our Mishnah. Toda min ha-maiser v'lachma min ha-chulin. The first case, it said if I want to bring toda from Meiser Sheni and bread from Chulin, yavi k'mashon adar. So I could do that. So v'yamai, why? Kivan to amar lachma min ha-chulin. The second phrase that I said is lachma from Chulin. So why don't I say, whenever I say lechem, I mean also an animal. So yavihi v'lachma min ha-chulin. I should have to bring one toda from Meiser and then another toda and it's lachma from Chulin. If you say, every time you say bread, it means also, including a carbon, so you have to bring an extra carbon here. Somebody says, no. Shiny hasam. To keep a dharma, tell them in a miser. No. If you just say, out of the blue, I want to bring toda bread, then you got to bring an animal also. But here you said, animal A and lechem B. So obviously, they're going together. Kiva de Amar Todim and a Meiser. Once you Todim and a Meiser, Nasik Omer Arayle Lechem Lifter Todas Shaploni. So when you said Lechem Minachulin right afterwards, it says you're for sure connecting it to the other phrase that you said. It's just like saying I want to bring Lechem for the other guy's animal. So here too is connecting to your previous phrase. Don't compare that to a case where you just said lechem. Ihachi, 1 second. If that's true, what about the other line? Reisha diktani, the previous line of the Mishnah that says toda menachulin v'lachem menamaiser, the opposite case. Toda from chulin and lechem from maiser. There too, yavihi v'lachem menachulin. Right? Why don't I say everything could be brought from chulin, even the bread? Why? Hachanami nasa ko. That's the halacha. They have to bring everything from chulin. Hachanami. Why don't I say nasa ko omer harelai toda lifter lachem shaploni? Maybe there, I am, when I mention toda minachulin, I'm connecting that to somebody else's bread somewhere. And when I say lachma minamaiser, I want to bring every, I'm sorry, yeah, when I say, what was the order here? Which one we're talking about? Oh, right. When I say lachma minamaiser, I am including an animal, and everything can be brought from maiser, and the toda minachulin is referring to somebody else's animal. So Gemara says, wait a minute, tach yashta, bishma lechem lemifter toda asi. You could link your bread statement to somebody else's or even your carbon statement. Toda lemifter lechem miaskia. We never assume that your designation of an animal is going to try to cover somebody else's bread. Bread is tafel. So you can link bread to an animal. You can't link animal to bread. So that's why there's a chilah between the first line of the Mishnah and the second line of the Mishnah. Period. Tashma, let's try again to ask a kasha on Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna is the one that said, if you make a statement, I hereby promise to bring lachme toda, so you got to bring a carbon toda also. So, Tashma, ha'omer, harelai toda below lechem, v'zevach below nesachim, if somebody promises to bring, I want to bring toda without the breads. That's what he promises. Basically, masana mashkasa batorah. Right, if you want to bring a shlamim, let him bring a shlamim that doesn't have breads. But he wants to bring a toda without breads, or a carbon without nesachim, which is also against halacha. Ola and shlamim always have to have nesachim. So kofen oso, we force him, or maybe toda, vilachma, zevach, unesachim. We force him to bring everything. So taima, da'amar kein. Right, the only reason we force him is because he said toda. Because he said the word toda. Ava lo amar toda lo. But if he wouldn't have said toda, let's say he would have just said lachme toda, maybe we wouldn't force him. So shouldn't we be medayik against Rav Huna? If somebody would have said lachme toda, we wouldn't force him to actually bring the toda? The Gemara says, no. Who had then ava gadol amar toda? Even if he didn't say toda, I mean, even if he said lachme toda, we'd force him to bring a toda. The idea to kaboy lemisti zavach lo nesachim, to lo masi le nesachim lo zavach, you can't say it the other way, tananami toda, period. So no, it's just to be parallel. No diuk against Rav Huna. The Shita Mekubet says, back on Daf Ayin Gimel asked, why don't we say this halacha by Goyim? By Goyim, if you remember, if the guy sends a karban, we supply the Nesachim, if he didn't apply the Nesachim. We don't force him. So the Shita Mekubet is there on Daf Ayin Gimel, and Mabe says, because Goyim are lav b'nei kfiyah ninhu. They're not b'nei kfiyah. That's what he says. Why not? Why isn't there kfiyah la'akum? Ah. So one of the Achronim say beautifully. We know the Rambam Menuchas Gershon, Beis Chaf, Kofen Aso Hashiyom Arotzani. Right? We force, by the Gershon, the famous case, somebody has to give a get, and he's not doing it. Bezin beats him up, and then he says, okay, I want to. Ah, you don't want to give a forced get me'useh. No. Really, every Jew wants to do the right thing deep down. This guy, his Yitzhahara, is forced to give him not to do the right thing. And therefore, we say that in the case of the get, we could force him because that's his true ratzon coming out. So that's something that applies by Jews. They have that inner ratzon. Kofar asashim rotsanis. That's why it only works by Jews. It doesn't work by Akum. That's the suggestion. I also saw connected. It's beautiful. It's so pashut. I didn't see it connected. That's why Kaddish Baruch Hu only did Kafar LaMarka Gigas to us, and not to the other nations of the world. Right? They all complained. Right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Klum Kafita Alenu Harka Gigas. You didn't force us. Kaddish Baruch Hu could have answered that you didn't force us, because if I would have forced you, it would have been a forced. Kla Yisrael, Kofar Al Sashim Rosani. Right? So there's an inner Rasa that always wants to do the Rasa Hashem. And even before the Torah was given, you have that. Right? According to this. Okay. Vaiter. Let's do two more lines. Amai. Nedru pescho imahu. Why, in this case of toda below lechem, do we say that we force him to bring the lechem? Why don't we just say, basically, that he's being choser bo? When he says Todi, Masri Akarban, and then right within Tokhde Dibur, he says below Lachem, he's being Choserbo. So we should say he's Zachayin on anything. Machlokes, Amar Chizki Amani Beishamahi. Chizki says, maybe it's Beishamai to Amri Tzfos Lashon Rishon. Beishamai says, you always go by the first statement a person says. Ditznan, like the Mishnah says in Nazir. Hareni Nazir and Agorgos Menat Vela. I hereby am a Nazir, and I'm not going to eat any dates or figs. So, Hareni Nazir means you're not going to eat grapes. And then he says, from dates and figs, is he changing his mind for being a Nazir, or is he just trying to bring be a different kind of Nazir? Beishamai, I'm a Nazir. Bishamai says, you're a Nazir. Tough luck. You go by the words Haredi Nazir. Bishil Amarino Nazir, because he was Choserbo. Right away, because he says from dates and figs. So that's answer number one. Chizkiah says, you know who says you're forcing him to bring a Todah with the breads? That's Bishamai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, if you'll do Beis Hillel. No, it could even be Beis Hillel. Why? Ba'omer. Elo Hayisi Yodeh. Shein Odrin Kach. Lo Hayisi Noder Kach. I was really trying to say the right thing. I didn't realize that this is not included. I didn't realize that if I say this, I wouldn't be chayev, right? See right across. I feel that Beis Hillel and the Rashi v'yama eino neder pischo imo could go into Omar ilo isi odesh ino drin kach below lechem lo isi noder elo toda v'lachem. I would have said the right thing. Very unusual. I didn't know that this means I don't have to bring my breads. And I thought this was a good lashon of neder. So elokach umay kofitz. What's the problem? If he wants to bring the breads, no. The kabbai mehader bay. He says now he wants to retract. He says, originally I had in mind to bring even the breads, but now I want to retract, so that we won't let him do. One more line, Tashma, Homer, Rabbi Toda, below Lechem, Zevalon, Nesachim, Va'amrlo, Havei Toda, somebody says I'm going to want to do it without the breads and the Nesachim. V'amrlo, and they say to him, Havei Toda, V'alachma, V'zerach, V'nesachim, tough luck on you. V'omer, and he said, Elo, Isi, Odeh, Shekain, Lo, Haisi, No, there, I wouldn't have done it, Kofenoso. We tell him, tough luck, V'amrlo, Shmar, V'shamata. You gotta, we force him anyway, even though he says, if I would have known. So Bishmal Chizkiah Nichalei. So this makes sense according to Chizkiah that we'll say this is Beishamai Shita. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. According to Yochanan, this makes sense because here he says Beferish. I don't want to. So Rabbi Yochanan Havade Beishamai. You're right. This one is Beishamai. The other one I could have fit in Beis Hillel, but this one would have to be Beishamai. We'll stop there. We'll figure out tomorrow what Shmar V'Shamata is. Again, Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday night. gotta figure out what night this week. A lot going on Tuesday night. Okay, we'll have to figure out if there's another night this week, Yom Yerushalayim festivities. So we'll see if there's another night to have the shiur this week. We'll try. We'll try to figure it out. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's sponsor was in Refuah Shalema, Bekarov, Yeshua Arya Cohen ben Gitalita, and Moshe Tzvi Elio ben Paya, by their friends from Beis HaKnesses, North Woodmere. Refuah Shalema.